From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Potentially damaging allegations are emerging overnight involving Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Multiple women are accusing Trump of groping or kissing them on an airplane inside the Trump Tower in New York and at his golf club in Florida. Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign strongly denying that took place. A Clinton campaign statement called the new allegations disturbing. Trump and Clinton have their final nationally televised debate in 6 days. The election is set for November the 8th. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said on Thursday that Trump's campaign is desperate. She warned voters in Nevada not to be turned off by the pure negativity coming from her opponent.
His campaign said today that they're going to use a, quote, scorched earth strategy for the remaining 4 weeks of this race. Now, that just shows how desperate they are. That's all they have left, pure negativity, pessimism, and we're not going to let Donald Trump get away with it, are we? We're going to keep running this campaign. I want to give you something to vote for, not just something to vote against.
A new wave of political surveys show Clinton looking to become the country's first female president, surging to a bigger edge over Trump, with the Real Clear Politics average of polls giving her a 6.2 percentage point national advantage. The U.S. military said Saturday, make that Thursday, it struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by the Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The U.S. officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the past 4 days. This is VOA News. Hurricane Nicole bearing down on Bermuda this Thursday. The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour expected to hit Bermuda early Thursday. While Bermuda has sturdy infrastructure and is accustomed to storms, the government's still urging people there to prepare for the storm and remain indoors on Thursday. Australian police are charging 2 16-year-old boys with planning an Islamic State-inspired attack.
We were well aware of these 2 16-year-olds, and again, I can't say a great deal about them, and I clearly can't identify them, but we have been aware of them, we have been concerned about them, and we have been undertaking what you would expect we would undertake with people that we have concerns about in the world of counterterrorism.
New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Byrne says the teens were carrying knives when arrested in a suburb of Sydney. Police are not sure if they had an intended target. An explosion in the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state killed at least 8 people Wednesday and wounded more than a dozen others. The blast at Maiduguri erupted as a taxi approached a gasoline station near a camp that shelters refugees from the Boko Haram jihadist attacks. It was unclear if a bomb had been planted in the taxi or if a passenger detonated explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion. The United Nations is expected to appoint former Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as Secretary General Thursday. Guterres told VOA in an interview during his campaign that he was running for the top UN job because he wanted to create the conditions for solutions to global challenges. Should Guterres be confirmed, he will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea at the end of 2016. Ban held the post since being appointed in 2006. And Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature from the president, Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charged that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage of Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
That's the latest world news from VOA.